Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
They just sold them.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, where you can hear it. I mean, I'm telling you, here down in Pearland, this is your station, 92.5, people. Come on. We are live at Wildcat Golf Club. Well, you got the CCA tournament today. We will hear more about that if you want to. There's all kinds of great stuff you can auction, you can bid on. F-O-R, text F-O-R-E-C-C-A to, and I'm getting the, oh, gosh, I don't have it pulled up. I'll get it for you. Oh, here it is. It's 76278, 76278. Text F-O-R-E-C-C-A-20. F-O-R-E-C-C-A-20 to 76278, and you can see all kinds of great stuff that you can buy. Somebody bought me to play with today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, tell. How do I feel about being bought by people? Sold to people.
Why are you asking me?
How do I feel about it?
Why don't you tell people? You're the one who bought.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know how you feel.
What do you think I feel about it?
Happy.
You probably feel happy. You probably feel appreciated or something. Something stupid like that.
Yeah. I don't mind people buying me. Like when we buy golfers at an auction.
Okay. I was like, woof.
When we buy golfers at an auction, you always give me the business about that?
I don't give you the business because I don't care about golfers.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You always give me the business about that.
I was going to make some three.
Look, there's Monty. You guys want breakfast?
Sure, we do.
Right. Sure, we'd like. I don't know if he's making breakfast, but sure. Yeah. I love breakfast.
It's what they do here.
Okay.
It's what they do
here. Can we talk about something that it didn't upset me, but it just goes to show you that a lot of things that people in leadership say are just BS. Houston finds out that Memphis can't play a football game because their kids went on a party bus after beating Arkansas State of all things.
They tried to deny it, and everyone's like, no, we all saw it.
No, don't blame us. Arkansas State had an issue.
Arkansas State's like, excuse me.
We didn't get this till the Arkansas State
game. Excuse me, we just beat Kansas State on the road. We're fine. We actually got to play, so it ain't us. It ain't us.
We helped embarrass the Big 12.
Yeah.
With a bunch of COVIDs, too, they beat Kansas State.
Yeah.
How about that?
But how's
the Big 12 feel about itself?
Not great.
Ask Iowa State.
Yeah. Ask Kansas. Lost to Coastal
Iowa State
Carolina.
Got their ass kicked.
So Brock did Kansas.
Kansas got its ass kicked.
Yeah.
Kansas got their ass kicked by Coastal Carolina. Louisiana Lafayette lost like 4 draft picks. And they came in and beat the snot out of – I mean, they beat
they
the snot out of
They physically beat the snot out of them.
Whoa.
Out of them,
you've been drinking?
Jeez.
No, I will today.
I know. Well, it's away from that at 11.
And then Kansas State.
Yeah.
And then Texas had a flex on everybody.
Yeah, hey, look at us beat up on UTEP. Let's throw for 400. Actually, they couldn't run the football, so they threw it for like 400 plus yards.
Dana Dim will keep that. Oh, my God.
What were you saying about
The impetus for this particular conversation is Memphis couldn't play because their kids went on a party bus, tried to blame Arkansas State, didn't matter. So they're not playing next week, which was Houston's first game. Turns out you can just call your buddy over at Baylor and schedule a game in 2 days.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear anyone talk about how, well.
One afternoon.
Yeah, one. Yeah, excuse me.
One afternoon.
One afternoon. Houston's going to go
talked,
play.
They talked. They had a hotel, and they had the buses and the hotel lined up. All done within hours.
And then they scheduled a home-and-home in the future. So they're going to be playing. So I don't want to hear Texas and Texas A&M talk about how difficult it is to schedule a game.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
we got these future schedules. We can't figure things out. It took an afternoon.
However, Memphis, it helped that there's a COVID
Both teams don't have.
Yeah.
Now you can
buy teams out.
You can figure it out. They don't want to. They don't have the energy. They ain't about that life. They don't care enough. But you know who wanted to play a game? Houston and Baylor because both their games got scrapped.
Yeah.
So they found a way to get it done.
Yeah.
And so if you miss it, Baylor will host Houston on Saturday. It'll be the noon kickoff game on Fox.
And I'm telling you, Dana was really gripping. He goes, our team's ready. We've been practicing for 2 months now. This has been a long – I mean, they've basically been together since July.
Yeah.
Not being able to do – you know.
Now, like having a horse that you've got trained and you can't get it in a race, and they have to run.
They did a simulated game the other night, and afterwards they were all like, Coach, we got to play.
Yeah.
We need to, and he said, absolutely, we got to get this done. And when it came together, Dana did a lot of it. Dana and Aranda did a lot of this. But when it all came together, Dana's like, dang, I don't care who we play right now. We just got to play.
Yeah. Because of scheduling, were they initially going to have to play October 3rd was going to be their first game after the Memphis game got canceled, or did they have a game on the 26th scheduled?
But they – oh, I don't – I'm not sure about their
Let
schedule.
Me look it up. Yeah.
I wonder if I can go scout that game, like if I can get a press pass to
you
it.
Can't, you, we're going.
Yeah. But I may need to have you get me a pass because I want to go look at U of H's wide
just
receiver.
Come up and sit in a suite with us.
Yeah, I guess that's easy.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need all that.
Yeah, and by the way,
I wonder if I need to reach out to the SID and find out COVID.
No.
Do I have to have a negative test within?
You got a guy. In fact, the game will be 11, but it's branded as noon kickoff because everything's Eastern time for Fox. But 11 a.m. here, their first game would have been North Texas, which would have been the 26th. That's not the only game that got moved around because Virginia Tech got their game canceled or postponed at least. And one of the Virginia's players is like, you guys do all that. He didn't at anyone, but he just tweeted out, you guys do all this talking, but it's clear you guys don't want to play. And then one of Virginia Tech's players said, no, anytime, buddy, I'm ready. He goes, apparently not, the guy responded, because tell your boys to stop messing around so we can get a game in. So Virginia had a couple games moved, but they're going to get to play Duke. They moved that game up. Yeah. So things are moving around everywhere. But, yeah, Houston versus Baylor. They haven't played. How long since they played?
I mean, one of the things that's
how long since who's played?
Houston and Baylor played, like each other. Hadn't it been since Southwest Conference days?
Holy crap, has it been that long?
I don't
Probably
know.
So. I don't recall one. You know, it's funny. One of the things we wondered about is how would they handle – we saw an outbreak in baseball and thought, well, it's going to shut down baseball. Baseball's done. Now we're just seeing the team's entire – 20 players are out for West Virginia.
Georgia Southern had 33 players inactive.
Yeah, it was COVID, suspensions, injuries, but a combination made it to 33 players. Yeah.
So what – I mean, you know, luckily it's a sport where you have 80-plus guys in the
on
a lot of these teams.
Yeah, you got guys. And you know what – And if you don't – listen, when you lose with injuries, you lose guys with injuries, well, you lose guys with injuries.
But as long as they're testing and keeping it from spreading from one team to another team in a game, they're fine. As long as they can prevent that.
And we haven't seen proof of that as of yet. So as long as that stays the same, we should be okay. So the SEC is about 2 weeks away now from starting.
Mm-hmm.
ACC got their schedule going. Shout out to Mike Norvell in Florida State.
God. They lost Georgia Tech.
It was all I at points in that game. I was like, you know what? I almost feel bad for them. Can they win, but feel bad about the win? And then when Georgia Tech took the lead, let's close these guys out. Let's close them out.
So and listen, Georgia Tech,
I'll play them. That defense at Florida, everyone talks about for
times,
Florida State.
How many times did they not score in the red zone? Well, they were down. They threw an interception.
Threw two interceptions.
Threw two picks and missed a field goal.
Two field goals were blocked.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And an extra point was blocked, and they threw two picks in the red zone.
I mean, they just outplayed them.
Yeah, and Florida State's strength should have been their defense, and it wasn't.
How do you go from being
it wasn't the first
the greatest program over a 20-year
period? Well, before the Lightning, actually.
Yeah.
Over a 20-year period. That's not even close. Florida State was top five every year.
Yeah.
And to
Florida State's a laughingstock now.
Yeah, how does this? How does this?
I mean, they lose like this all the time. I remember it started with – like Lamar Jackson and Louisville beating the brakes off them about 5 years ago.
That was 15, I think, and they recovered to make an Orange Bowl. But, yeah, since then it's been
they burned out
crap.
Dalvin Cook and Cam Akers since then. Just, like, burned through running backs who are like, I don't know, let's just get out of here.
Well, they don't have a guy. Since even before, they've had pro players at that position. Chris Thompson, who had a bad neck injury. But they've had guys. Devontae Freeman is another guy who played in the league. You mentioned Dalvin, Cam Akers. They don't have one of those guys.
Can't even win with those guys.
Well, I mean, they were on one with Dalvin to an extent and Devontae, but since then it hasn't been. And Jimbo had it going for a little bit, and then he decided that he didn't want to do it there anymore, and it's been rough for
Jimbo
them.
Jimbo saw something because Jimbo got out at just the right time, it seems like. Or maybe Jimbo was that responsible
for
it.
Maybe he was the cause of some of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we'll see.
812 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. What all of these colleges should have is a heart check for all their
players.
Yeah,
so and I know a lot of them are doing this. So CoreMed Solutions, this really is I'm talking directly to you. Let's say you are a mom or a dad right now who have an athlete who is playing sports. You know, athletes, every year we see tragic events happen where there is no detection of a heart ailment, and it's something that might be hereditary or a congenital issue. And that can be corrected when you go get checked out. Let's say you're just somebody who is a worker and you're 57 years old and you have developed a heart issue over time. And that is something that can be found. Let's say you had COVID and even asymptomatic COVID. Did you know myocarditis can happen to your heart? And that can be something that is very, very serious for you and even fatal. Get your heart checked out. It's never been easier than right now. CoreMed Solutions can either work with your insurance company, or if you've still got a big deductible left, you can just do it off the books for $200. And we're talking about, you know, stress tests, EKG, echocardiograms. The echocardiogram will tell them exactly what's happening with your heart and what the health is. And I promise you, it's a number one killer in our country right now. The cardiovascular is the number one killer, and this is your chance to get everyone in a family or all of your business checked out. Get your entire work staff checked out because they have a mobile unit and they can go right to your business, or you can go see them on Southwest Freeway. CoreMedSolutions.com. This is the first time this has ever been available. You can have a mobile unit come out to you. CoreMedSolutions.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And on ESPN 92.5, those of you, if you have any issues whatsoever, ESPN 92.5. You will hear us all west. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Live at Wildcat Golf Club. Did you see that? Did you see that? The picture of that burger? It looked like a pretzel bun. They have got a pastrami with cheese here on a pretzel bun with the Dijon mustard. That is an. I came here Friday just for that. Just for that.
You didn't even golf?
I didn't golf. We just came here,
to eat.
Just came here to eat. Pastrami on a pretzel bun. With melted cheese? What?
So where do the I just went there to eat places rank as far as believability by your significant other? You tell your wife, not your wife, but the usted wife. Yeah. You tell your wife, I'm going to strip club to eat, or I'm going to Wildcat just to eat. Which one would she likely believe more? What would a wife like, or any
Wildcat,
wife believe more?
Yeah. You're not just going to strip club to eat.
I honestly don't know anybody.
Who tells their wife to, listen, I'm just going over there to eat.
Well, the wings are great. What if the wings are really good?
Could you imagine if that's who you are?
What if you brought, what if you've brought the wings home and your wife knows how good they are?
What if she said, how did you know how good they were? You would have
my buddies brought them
from
to
before,
me?
Yeah, before I met you. The wings have always been good.
You know me since kindergarten.
Well, I wasn't married to you in kindergarten. Well, how about that?
Or a bachelor party or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. More believable. Wildcat. Because, I've never eaten in a strip club, and I don't think I never will.
I feel like they could do wings and not be a big problem.
I don't know. I don't know. It just smells fishy to me. That's all.
Oh, golly.
I swear to God.
Whole thing.
Unbelievable. Oh, my. Where's your gavel? You bring it on the road.
You deserve to have Baker Mayfield on your team for talking like that.
Baker's going to change football. Baker's going to change football.
That was.
I got a real
question.
That's
what you said.
Honestly.
Good quarterback.
Were you able to watch the games or were you driving?
No, I watched the afternoon game.
Okay. Watching D-Hop. What were you thinking?
I mean, I was just thinking it wasn't going to change no matter what D-Hop does. He was going to get traded. So knowing that, it's not like I would take it all back. It was going to happen. So I'm resolved to that. You are too. We know that.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is D-Hop was going to show up and show out. He's super competitive. He's got a quarterback who makes a ton of – I thought Kyler looked really good when he needed to, making plays. I mean, he played a really good team. I've got something I'm going to throw at you guys here in a second regarding Kyler Murray. But I thought Hop, you know, he almost got in the end zone for that touchdown. They called a touchdown, then they ruled it down at the one. But he just showed. I mean, he's going to make it uncomfortable for radio hosts and for the Houston Texans all year long because Hop's about to have a huge year.
He played like his hair was on fire.
Uh-huh.
And you know what?
But he always does, though.
Well, he did. He does. He does. He does. And that's what they're missing. I mean, he's looking, Bill O'Brien's looking for a culture. You know what I want? It's that culture on Sunday, that the culture that D-Hop brings, playing so hard, scrapping for every yard, catching every 50-50. They ain't 50-50 with D-Hop.
But here's the thing,
they're 80-20.
This is true, though. You can't have the highest paid wide receiver, quarterback, and left tackle. It just doesn't. It financially can't work.
Well, you wouldn't for 3 years, dude.
I know, but
he's under this contract still.
I get that, but this is the truth. And I know it was – I think the money did go into it some, but personality went into it.
That was about
but the money is
his work habit. Bill O'Brien – Bill O'Brien's afraid to pay anybody. Stop.
No, but you can't, though. You can't pay him.
Wait.
You can't bump it.
You've got the best wide receiver – possibly the best wide receiver in the game, and you say, well, we just can't pay him. What?
Yeah.
No. When you go and you give up two firsts for a left tackle, two firsts, and you pay him $4 million more than the next guy.
But then you can't pay Zach Cunningham then. I'm serious.
Oh, really?
You can't pay three players.
Zach Cunningham in relation to middle linebackers versus D-Hop.
You can't pay three players like $80 million. You just can't do three players for that much.
Again, it doesn't come due for 3 years. It doesn't come due for 3 years.
And
Tunsil's off the books by then. You know what? By then, you might have
– Actually, you could have extended and kept this contract in place and given him just a giant chunk of money. I don't know that it's smart, to be honest with you, because I'm not sure who D-Hop's going to be in 3 years.
Well, okay, we'll find out.
Yeah.
All I know – you're taking a chance, no question.
Yeah.
Because 5 years from now, you don't know who he is. But I'm going to tell you this. Give me that guy over what
so
I
all you could
oh, listen.
Get,
all they did.
All you could get was a
honestly,
second.
Honestly, all they did. They had 12 targets to Will Fuller instead.
All you could
How
get was
much
a second.
Difference did Will Fuller make in that game?
All you could get, nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, Will Fuller had a nice game. He did.
You know what
drop.
Though? That's right. Instead of 12 targets to D-Hop, you got 12 targets to Will Fuller. Instead of spreading it around like we thought that was going to happen.
Randall Cobb had what a catch. Brandon Cooks wasn't a factor. Randall Cobb wasn't a factor. It's one game. We have 16 games to go. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm like keeping a close eye because I thought the Randall Cobb stuff was just ridiculous. He's on the back end of his career, and you were coming up on a year. You had a second-round pick just waiting for a wide receiver there in a year with the deepest wide receiver draft in years, and you throw it at Brandon Cooks. You throw it at a more expensive player, Brandon Cooks, and then you bring in for a bunch of – You bring in for a contract that you really shouldn't
Jack
bring in.
Jack knew him.
A three-year
Lance,
deal.
Jack knows he's a
good
quality guy. Lance.
Not going to cause any problems.
He's a quality person. He's a quality, quality guy.
Yeah, tell you what's making me nervous is Titus Howard, by the way. That made me nervous watching him struggle.
Guess what he gets this week?
Yeah.
You think he's too big, right?
Who?
Titus Howard.
I think Titus Howard should be playing it. His lean mass numbers are lower, which means I think he's playing close to 320. I think he's in the high, like 318 range. I know what his lean mass numbers were. I think he should be playing at about 310, more than likely. That's where he needs to be. He needs it. Quickness was his game, getting out of a stance. Now, he didn't test very well at all. Actually, his testing sucked, which made me really nervous. But on tape, his lateral slide was pretty good. But I just think he's too heavy right now. You know, some guys shouldn't be as heavy as they are, and I think he's too heavy.
So the Texans wide receiver unit, their base salary this year, Will Fuller over 10.
Listen to this,
the fifth-year option. Over 10, 10.1. Brandon Cooks, 8. Kenny Stills, almost 7. And Randall Cobb, 3.7. You paid those guys.
That's just base.
Those are base salaries. So Kenny Stills dropped a couple balls.
$29 million.
Dropped a couple balls. Will Fuller had inconsequential catches. And then you have, let's remove Will Fuller. He's on the last year of a rookie deal. But your veteran players.
Yeah, you got to pay him again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you got to extend that too.
Of course you do.
I'm not extending him.
Oh, well, really? Because they're going to extend him and got rid of D-Hop at $12 million a year.
I know.
D-Hop was $12 million a year, and you're going to get rid of this guy.
He's oft injured.
And you're going to
you
got to
let him walk and go find a regular receiver in the third round or whenever you get a draft.
Yeah, that's going to – yeah, they're going to do that. But just Kenny Stills, Randall Cobb, and Brandon Cooks combined for all that money combined for what? Four catches for 40 yards or something?
Yep.
Four catches.
Is that on Deshaun?
I think it's – well, what do we think of those three to be making that type of money? I mean, we could talk about Deshaun and that offense and that game itself, but the three of them making that type of money, and they are average wide receivers. Well, Cooks, if he's on the field, can do things if he's healthy, but he didn't do anything in game one.
Here's my question. Is Deshaun – is this just – does his attention just focus going from – primarily D-Hop now to primarily Will Fuller.
I think that's it.
And then that's it?
We'll see.
I mean, he's got to learn to spread the ball around. He's got to learn to get through progressions. Or is it that Will Fuller was the only guy open?
Well, and that's another thing. You want to talk about a guy who wins 80% of the 50-50 balls. I'm going to bet you Randall Cobb wins 10% of them. 10%.
Well, I can tell you this. The best ball winner in the league is D-Hop.
D-Hop.
That is not Will Fuller.
No, it's not even close.
Deshaun, since he became the prominence, he's always had ball winners. Mike Williams at Clemson. And now, well, D-Hop was a Clemson guy. He didn't play with him there. And D-Hop, this is the first year since he's been Deshaun that he's not going to have that guy.
And when you don't have the ball winner, you got to be your ball placement. Your accuracy, obviously, but your ball placement has to be a lot more fine. And that's going to be the concern, is if he can play – with fine ball placement, because he's going to have to, unless these guys can really separate.
Here's another. Jason Braddock just tweeted out, Angelo Blackson gets a sack for the Cardinals in his first game with Arizona after being cut by the Texans.
I did see that play. Yeah.
You kept the Brandon Dunns, and you drafted.
But I don't have a problem. Blackson was just a guy.
Well,
I
mean, and what do they got now?
So he got a sack, big deal. They drafted a guy early on in Russ Blacklock.
And at least he got a sack, Lance. What did the defensive line do?
Yeah, but
– what did the Texans defensive line –
I mean, Dunn is better than Blackson.
Is he? Is he,
yeah,
Lance?
Yeah, I think Dunn has played better than Blackson. Carlos Watkins, to me, is just – you know, I don't know. I don't know why you went
are
Watkins
you
over Blackson. They're all the same.
Are you?
Are you, though? Is he, though?
I don't know. They're all the same. It's listen – your head coach and general manager is going to do great
things. Angelo Dunn Watkins. They're all the same guy.
That's true. It really is true.
They're all the same.
If JJ's not dominating.
Well, it's JJ Merciless on Thursday.
JJ Merciless. How about JJ in the two games against the Chiefs? Against the best team in the league. What did he do? What were his numbers, his final numbers in the playoff game? I think zero.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's zero.
He didn't do much. He was active.
I'm pretty sure it was zero.
He was pretty active in this last game early on when they had him inside.
He had three tackles.
Then they moved him outside, and it was like
he hit the quarterback
a couple times. Yeah, he did. JJ was – I noticed JJ. I didn't notice Whitney. I didn't even know if Whitney was playing.
No, he played.
I didn't know if Randall Cobb was
– I watched.
At one point I asked, and not even facetiously, Randall Cobb out?
I thought Brandon Cooks too. Did I see him?
I Googled Randall Cobb,
What's his number? I had to look for Brandon Cooks' number. I was like, where is he?
The one player I remember was he caught the short screen and broke – got, a first down. But that's the only play of impact. I think it was their touchdown drive, I think. But other than that, it was like –
I on my phone, I put Randall Cobb, and I hit news. I wanted to see, did I miss? Like, I was like, man, maybe I missed that he's inactive and he had an injury. And I was like, no, there's nothing here. And I'm looking on the field. I don't even see him. I'm like, where the hell is Randall Cobb?
827 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 live for the CCA tournament. The Coast Conservation Association out here got both courses at Wildcat today. Filling it up. We're back to tournament play. I asked Nick out here, and he said, yeah, we got some tournaments finally scheduled again. They hadn't had anything forever. So tournaments are being played again, which is awesome. Everybody's going to stay separated in the post-game dinner and everything else. But this is the best thing to do. If you got a tournament and you want to get it played, call him over here. Call Nick over here at Wildcat Golf Club and set up your tournament. Let's go. We could start raising money again for charities. They really, really need it. And this is a 501c3 too, the CCA. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We got a way for you to buy some stuff on Auction Line. And we're going to be out here all morning long on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live at Wildcat Golf Club for the CCA tournament. 713-780-3776. We have not taken a call. We've been just the most call-friendly show in the world lately.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys haven't been calling in. I don't know why. Who's that? Okay,
oh,
good.
LJ. Oh, LJ, come on in. So you want to talk a little about James Harden. Let's get him in here. Hey, LJ.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Love you guys. And Dale, thanks for being Voice of Reason. Appreciate that.
What?
Well,
say Voice of Reason.
That ball of hate. Okay, that's what he
voice
is.
Of reason.
The worst.
Just say it loud and long, man. That's all it counts.
That's all it is. That's all you got to do. Yeah.
So my first point, you know, listen to the stats and listening to you guys for a long time and also watching James forever, I've come up with this theory. And, you know, he was great in college. His first job in the NBA was being that sixth man. And I think in his brain he's just conditioned to be that sixth man. I mean, if you think about it, the guy that comes in the middle of the game, scores a ton of points, don't play defense, and get off the court by the fourth quarter. That's his job. And I don't think he's ever shaken that. And I think the Rockets are just paying a lot of money for an expensive sixth man. Which, you know, fine, but you can't really build a team off of that, and I don't think anybody's realized that until hopefully this year, but who knows. Second point, I'm an HBU fan. I'm an HBU grad, and we were supposed to lose by 33. You only lost by two. I'm the happiest guy on earth for the past 2 days, and I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if it's a crazy year in college football. I don't care if 20 of their guys are gone. It doesn't matter to me. 7 years into this program, and we got this close.
It's been 7 years?
Thanks, guys.
Wow, 7 years they've been back?
Has it really been that long?
It feels like about four or five.
I don't even know.
But that was a great – yeah, they were a big underdog, and they were right there at the end.
They played well. They played really well. And, you know, Matt Wells, I talked to him for about 45 minutes on a virtual call, and he was excited about this football team. I don't think he's nearly as excited after that game.
Yeah, they've had some COVID issues. I'm not sure directly how it affected the game. And this is the second of three games HBU will play. They're in the Southland Conference, part of the FCS, so – I guess that conference gave them the opportunity to play some out-of-conference games since their season is canceled. They got La Tech. That game, who knows if that game gets played, considering La Tech's problems, as far as what Hurricane Laura did to their preparation in terms of exposing some kids to COVID because they had people coming up and people going down. Just had it was a mess, as you might imagine, in that region. So La Tech played North Texas and wasn't close, and then they pushed Texas Tech to the brink. So that's nice progress for them. I hope they get the third game in because those kids won't play another game until the spring if they don't get to play on September 26th. So hopefully La Tech is ready to go so HBU gets one more game.
Yeah. No, congratulations. That was – hey, listen, with that game, with the Kansas game, the Kansas State game, the Iowa State game, man, the Big 12 was reeling. And then you had OU and Missouri State, although I think they were 90-point favorites, and they only won 48-0.
It wasn't due to anything Spencer Rattler did. He was awesome. What do you know? Lincoln Riley has another quarterback who can play. And he's probably, to be outside of Kyler, because Kyler was great in high school. Baker was too, but just was a walk-on at Tech. Spencer Rattler's probably the most gifted player. Is maybe right there with Kyler, 5-star recruit, sat his time. First, I guess you'd call it homegrown player he's going to start. And week one, now it's Missouri State, so take it for what it is.
Yes.
But the way he throws a football is special. Now, how does that translate against better competition? Who knows? I don't suspect Oklahoma's going to have a problem scoring, but that guy
Spencer Rattler can throw a football. He looked really good. So I think they're feeling pretty good about their quarterback situation. And then Texas took care of UTEP, who actually won, I think, their first game the week before. But that new offense, they didn't run the ball well, but they threw it all over on UTEP. So the two blue bloods, great. We'll see what Oklahoma State has when they finally play a game.
Yeah.
Taking a while.
Well, Tulsa had their issues.
Yeah, they had their issues.
Tulsa's
I think they pushed it back a week.
Tulsa's kind of an embarrassing AAC team. They're the dregs of the AAC. They really are.
Tulsa, they haven't been that bad.
Yeah, they don't put anything into it.
Oh, well, maybe the program.
Yeah, the program.
So Texas had, you know, an easy win against UTEP. UTEP way overmatched. Texas has some speed. I kind of expected them to come out red hot. I was looking for a big game from Sam Ellinger because this is a four-year starter. This is his third year with Tom Herman. This is the year the offense should really start to click. I'm curious if you guys were surprised
at
all.
That was a JV scrimmage.
Well, I know, but I'm curious if you were surprised at all that Sam Ellinger came out in the second half. We were wondering if he would because he already had a ton of yards. And I kind of wondered if this was going to be a little Heisman push, like let's just let him try to get to 500 yards passing.
Yeah, I don't know what I saw. Texas was fine around the ball, over 200 yards. I'm not sure what I saw, why I thought they didn't run the ball well. Maybe. For him, it's kind of a wide open race as far as the Heisman is concerned.
Yeah,
I thought that maybe that's an early
little push. Get him some.
But how many people saw it? I guess you can see the numbers.
Just the numbers.
It was on Longhorn.
It's just
Network.
A number thing.
Yeah, that's a number
just
thing.
Just the numbers.
And by the you know, accumulates, and by the end of the year, you go, oh, look at Sam Ellinger. Yeah, you know, how much of it came against UTEP. But you know what? That happens
well,
every year.
Well, he'll have his opportunities. He doesn't have the major non-conference game that against LSU. That would have helped the profile, considering LSU probably not as good as they have been with all the guys missing. That would have been a big game for him. But he does have Oklahoma State, and he has Oklahoma. So those will probably be nationally televised games. Just consider the schedule. We'll see if the Big Ten gets back and see if they actually play. But you're going to get highlighted quite a bit more because you're not going to have the competition. For example, this week, when you know where game day is? Now, these teams are ranked now because
– what's the difference where it is? No fans can go.
No, what I'm saying is as far as the biggest game of the weekend. Now, these two teams are ranked now because they had to actually start ranking teams for who's actually playing as opposed to not playing. So they had to remove all the Pac-12, Mountain West, and Big Ten schools. But it's Miami-Louisville in Louisville. That's the game day.
Yeah.
What are you going to do right now?
Well, we're 2 weeks away from when the SEC starts.
Yeah, the point is you're going to be highlighted more because there are just less games on. So – Sam Ellinger will get probably more attention than normal if he's great, particularly if Ohio State doesn't play and others.
I get the SEC what they're doing, that they don't want to play lesser schools because you could expose yourself when you're playing Arkansas.
Especially if you think that they're not testing.
They're not testing. If they're not testing and they're not living up to the kind of protocols that you have, I can understand it. But I'll bet you those schools are all going, man, I wish we were playing this week. Man, I wish
Yeah,
had a tune-up game. Yeah, I wish we had a tune-up. Although – when you look at the SEC schedule the first weekend,
it's not a great.
There's no marquee game really.
No.
I don't know if that was on purpose that you put all of the lesser teams against the better teams. You know, Mississippi State and LSU is probably your marquee game that weekend.
Let's bring LSU Brian in here. He wants to talk some college football. What's up, Brian?
I got a question. I don't know the exact story. What happened? What's up with this Texas? Y'all, I heard y'all talking about Texas. One of their players, a DB wide receiver, something just quit middle of the game. Have y'all got any more information about that?
Yeah, BJ Foster quit in the middle of the game against UTEP. Whether he's a junior now, I think he was one of their highly touted guys, part of that secondary with Caden Stearns as well. Apparently, he was going into the game second string and didn't. I guess he wasn't happy with his snaps, so they said he quit in the middle of the game. Now, reports yesterday said he will remain with the team. I'm not sure how long that'll be if he still wants to quit. But, yeah, he quit third quarter, much like Vontae Davis did. But Vontae retired.
Vontae retired.
I don't know what B.J. Foster's plan is, but he quit. Didn't like his snap count and was done.
Okay.
Not going to help.
He'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, if they allow him to, but apparently so far he's still going to be on the team.
Yeah. Anything else, Brian? I think that's it. Let's get Tom in here. Wants to talk a little Big 12 football. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So, just real quick, the B.J. Foster thing, it's my understanding that what they were trying to do was roll him down to the linebacker spot. He didn't want to move positions, and he came in at 195, I think, and it didn't really work out. And he hasn't really developed the way they wanted him to. But my point, what I was calling about was, you know, you said Ellinger came out in the second half, which he did, but he threw zero passes.
No, that's not
one
true.
Drive.
Oh, he threw
in
pass.
in the second half.
No,
so
he played
one drive in the second half.
Yeah, he had one drive. That was it.
Yeah, one drive. So come on, that doesn't really matter.
No, he did throw a pass.
Big 12 was my main. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got you upset about Ellinger throwing a pass.
No, I'm not upset. The Big 12 was the reason I was calling. Here, as a Texas fan, and I think OU fans feel the same way. I don't really care what the Big 12 does. I'm not a conference guy, rah-rah guy. Like, that doesn't matter to me. I hope every Big 12 team loses. I don't care. As long as Texas is winning, that's all I care about. And I'm sure that, you know, Tech and all them, you know, it was a terrible performance this weekend by those guys. I get it, but I don't know how any other Texas fan feels, but personally, I don't care what the Big 12 does as long as Texas wins.
I would tell you that's silly because look at Clemson. If Clemson had stumbled against North Carolina last year, Clemson wouldn't have gotten into the playoff.
They did stumble against North
Carolina.
Well,
no, if they would have lost.
Oh, yeah.
If they would have lost to North Carolina last year, they wouldn't have gotten into the playoff because their conference is so weak. You want your conference to be strong. It's really, really important, and that's why the SEC every single year is represented, if not with one team, two teams in the playoff.
Now, I get rooting for losses because why not? It's fun to see them lose, but the overall aspect of it is you don't want disaster scenarios. Like if Oklahoma's top 10 and they happen to go to K-State and lose like it happened last year, applaud that because that's fun because they lost. But you still want Oklahoma to be a top 10 team because it helps
Because your win matters more.
Look at the Pac-12 can't get in because their conference is so weak.
Yep. It's true.
Yep. You know what? Even a one-loss team. So that's kind of silly for you not to want your conference
but
to win.
But you also like for them to lose.
Call me silly. I don't care. But my point being is I don't care about other teams. I don't care about the conference personally. I hope it dissolves very quickly because I'm tired of playing this level of competition. The only good game we have every year is Oklahoma, and we haven't played well against them lately. So,
the only good game you have? You're about a 500 team in the Big 12 over the last 10 years. What do you mean that's the only good game you have?
I
think he means marquee game.
We have been horrendous the last 10 years, and congratulations to all those Texas fans Texas haters out there that have been alive for the worst stretch in our school's history. I get it. It's fine. I'll take the trash talking because we deserve it. But my point being is, if Texas goes undefeated, if Oklahoma goes undefeated, it doesn't matter where they play. They're not missing the playoff.
I think that's true.
No, yeah, but you got to go undefeated.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to go undefeated.
No, I get the aspect as being a big college football guy. I get the aspect of not caring. Like I don't care. Like I said, I was thrilled Florida State lost.
Hate Florida State. You wouldn't be thrilled with anybody else in the ACC losing.
I don't care.
No,
there's
my wife
difference.
Doesn't want Oklahoma to ever win a game. That's just never going to
change.
Well,
but that's your arch rival. That's why.
Yeah.
It's silly. Look at Alabama made the playoff without even making the SEC championship game.
Now, we're asking for
rational. Because the conference is so strong.
Well, we're asking college football fans to be rational. We're not going to be rational.
Yeah.
That's not how it is. Now, what you're saying is correct. In the grand scheme of things, as a Miami fan, you know what? If we lose a game, like let's say we're really good. And we lose a game early in the year. You know what I want? If they got to an ACC title game, I want to see a good Clemson team. Because who knows? A one-loss Miami team beats Clemson, then they're probably in the playoff. Part of it. But the individual week-to-week thing, I'm not locked in and going, man, I really hope the ACC
most teams don't start thinking about it until it affects them later in the season.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Is that what y'all are focusing on? Y'all aren't going to focus on Tom talking about the rest of the conference isn't good enough for Texas? Like, ugh.
we have to play this trash every year who's below us, like West Virginia.
I told him, over the last 10 years, you're a 500 team.
West Virginia, I was at the game 2 years ago when they went in and beat you.
They had no trouble with that Texas.
Oklahoma State, that Halloween game. Iowa State, like, what? What are you talking about?
Baylor? Our trash conference.
I do appreciate the start of that call.
You've been part of the trash.
Before we go to break.
Been the mediocre trash.
The contention that Sam Ellinger only threw one pass. He only threw one pass because you went three and out on the first drive. If you had gotten a first down, he probably would have thrown more passes.
Yeah.
The whole thing was weird.
Whatever. Longhorn Tom. Call again. Call again.
It's college football season.
Time to talk about
a simple question. That's all.
The MMA law firm. We need the MMA law firm here because if you've got any kind of insurance issues right now, if you had hail damage, if you've whatever rain damage, if you've got we got the hurricane season here now, and there's a chance that you're going to have, God forbid, but there's a chance that you're going to have an insurance claim. Well, peeps, the MMA law firm is here. And listen. If an insurance company isn't paying off, you are eligible for up to three times whatever the claim is, if they're not acting in good faith. That is kind of a big deal. But you're not going to get that done on your own. They'll just keep refusing you. What you need is the MMA law firm to get behind you, and doesn't cost you anything, no consultation. Doesn't cost you anything to litigate the thing. They don't get paid. The MMA law firm doesn't get paid until you win. That's when they get paid. So you're looking to beat that insurance company. You deserve it. LargeLossAttorneys.com. LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And ESPN 92. ESPN 92 FM. 92.5 FM. What am I saying? 92.5 FM is the other station, simulcast, for those of you down south or west or wherever, even downtown. That's where the signal is, so you're going to hear it perfectly downtown. 713-780-3776. Do you have any thoughts on anything that happened this weekend? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Jim's been waiting a while. He wants to talk about his Rockets. Let's get him in here. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing,
Enjoy
man?
The show, as always. I got to get in on the Rockets. To me, they're just an also-ran. Same thing with the Texans. You know, Texans, they make the playoffs. They look like a nice little team, and then they meet someone that's just a cut above, and then they are an also-ran. And the Rockets, the same thing. They're just barely better than Oklahoma City and just way worse than the Lakers. And what is up? And if you hit on this, I apologize. I didn't hear the first part of the show. What's up with Mr. House Jr.? What is that? One of our best three-pointers takes himself out. He can't wait or can't wait. What the hell? Come on, man. You just ruined it for your team. That makes me sick. Thank goodness the Astros are on a good slide, too. We can chunk them in there, too, if you want to. I'm out.
Yeah, it was a nice comeback on Saturday, though.
It was a great comeback. And Kenley Jansen, after the protesters out, the Astro protesters outside, and the plane, I mean, how awesome is it that they came back and beat Jansen's ass?
Yeah.
I mean, he looked, holy crap, they were all over that dude. And that was just sweet. And I don't think we've seen that this year. There's another team that just, oh, we're down. Oh, we're in the ninth inning. Let's just give the game up. How many late losses does this team have?
Oh,
like,
man.
Five straight.
Yeah.
Five straight last inning losses they had. So for them to be able to come back in the last inning and win was totally sweet.
I mean, they
they're not doing anything.
They're just riding out the season.
Yeah. They're going to make the
playoffs. They'll make the playoffs.
They'll make the playoffs.
But Texans and Rockets, you guys think they're similar? I feel like the Rockets are a little more consistent than the Texans. I feel like the Rockets are a little cut above, but not, I mean, not much.
Well, I like that 41-41 season was like a Texans not making the playoff season. because it might as well not. Yeah. Although the Rockets say, well, we make the playoffs. Yeah, well, there's a lot more teams in the playoffs in basketball. But I think it's a pretty good comparison that they're both teams that they're good. They're good, solid teams, but you know they ain't doing nothing. They ain't winning nothing. Although the Rockets will say, what? We got to the Western Conference Finals we were the only team that could play Golden State. And that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. And the Texans have never shown that.
See, that's why I give them the credit.
They did. The Brock Osweiler year, I got to give them credit. They played New England tough that game.
They did. But I still give the Rockets way more credit. I mean, they're taking Golden State to a Game 7. They take them to a Golden State to a Game 6 in Western Conference Finals. That's more than the Rockets have done. I mean, more than the Texans have done. So I give the Rockets more credit. At the end of the day, though, it kind of feels the same.
They're the same.
Kind of feels the same. I want to ask you guys
a
question.
I will say this. I mean, there's a chance that this could go. I mean, it's one game. I don't want to overreact. But there is a good chance. Hey, what happened to your Indianapolis team, bro?
Yeah. Well, I want you to do this. Pull up the results of all the NFL games real quick. Y'all pull up the results. I'm going to ask you a question. I'll have you go through each one of them.
Okay.
And when you get the results of each game, we're going to play a game called I just want you to answer for me who has the most mobile quarterback in the game. Okay? Let's start off.
Oh, what do you mean? Who has the most?
The most
in each game?
In each game.
Oh, in each game.
Yeah, in each game. We're going to go who has the most. All right, so the first game, Deshaun Watson versus Pat Mahomes.
Right.
I would say Watson, but Mahomes is close. But Mahomes is also mobile.
But
is that accurate? It'd be Watson, but is the other quarterback mobile?
Yeah, he's mobile.
But the other quarterback is also mobile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go Buffalo versus Jets. Darnold versus Josh Allen. Cam Newton versus Fitzpatrick.
Cam.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar.
Minshew versus
Minshew.
Oh, Minshew
versus Rivers.
I'm more you with your boot is more mobile than Rivers.
You insult him a little bit.
A little bit.
Washington. So I would say Wentz maybe.
Wentz probably.
Wentz
not
a
when
bit.
He's getting sacked 8 times.
Trubisky
though.
Versus Stafford.
Trubisky.
Aaron Rodgers versus
Rodgers.
Cousins. Yeah, Rodgers
versus Cousins. Matt Ryan versus Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Teddy Bridgewater versus Derek Carr.
Well, Derek Carr, actually.
I'd say Derek Carr
is. Yeah.
So far, all of the more mobile quarterbacks
except one.
Chargers, Tyrod Taylor versus Burrow.
Tyrod.
Joe's
very mobile.
But Tyrod's more.
Tyrod. I get it. I get Joe can move. But
Joe is also.
Who ran from? I mean, Joe, I would say Joe's just as mobile as anybody.
Looking at it, definitely thought Tyrod.
Well, design runs. Yeah, he ran for a touchdown.
Racist.
But I would say Joe.
But over their careers in the NFL, Tyrod. Yeah, I get it.
But Joe's a mobile quarterback.
I'm not saying Joe's a statue.
But Joe has escapability.
Yeah.
Arizona, San Francisco, there's no doubt. Kyler Murray. Tom Brady versus – it's a push, Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. And then you have Dak versus Goff. I'd say Dak, and Goff ended up winning. You know, it's really getting to the point now where you watch Wentz, who I wouldn't call crazy. I mean, Wentz is okay. Wentz has decent mobility. But you really look at it, the league has gone –
He doesn't use it, though. Is it nearly as much as the other guys?
He doesn't tuck and get out of there. He stays in there. But the league has really gone to a place where if you don't have a level, and I'm not talking, you have to have at least functional mobility. But if you, it's getting to the point where you really need to be a playmaker with your legs too. I mean, I would say Ryan Fitzpatrick has that also.
He did some of that last year.
He definitely has. That's why he's lasted so long, is because he can do some of that stuff. But the bottom line is when you look at some of these quarterbacks who are just pocket statues, like Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo really struggled to get into a rhythm. Kyler Murray wasn't great for some of the game in San Francisco, but he would make a play with his legs. Look how many teams you're to a point now where you got to be able to make some plays with your legs. You just have to a quarterback.
Yeah, that said, it was Mahomes. Mahomes makes plays with his legs. He made a huge play in the AFC Championship game with his legs, but he doesn't really depend on it. He's mobile. But Garoppolo got to the.
But he's an elite pass.
Garoppolo got to the Super Bowl.
I would say Garoppolo has a great system.
And Brady has won six times without any mobility.
But Brady has had a great system. Garoppolo's had a great system. If you don't have great systems, because Kyle Shanahan has a great offensive system. Matt Ryan was an MVP with him.
But
look at Baker Mayfield. If Baker was a better scrambler, he might be able to give himself more time to develop. Because what's going to happen is if he plays like that, like he played last year, this year, they're already going to look for another quarterback.
Well, and that was a criticism after this game was that, what did you do? What did you do for him this offseason, Stefanski? Exactly. So he just dropped back and throws as opposed
to. Look how much he has around him.
Well, how about some play action?
Yeah.
How about you know what?
I didn't see it, so I can't.
It was brutal.
He is not a first pick of the draft player. You have to live with that.
No, that's what.
And what you said.
Dorsey's got to live with that.
You can't. Well, what I'm saying is you can't ask him to just drop back and win games. You're going to have to realize you're going to have to restart and say, play action. We're going to win with the run. We're going to play off of the run with some play action. We're not doing what you did at Oklahoma because you're not good enough to do it in the pros.
Well, Oklahoma did plenty of play action. They ran the ball so well.
Well, they did, but they did it at a pistol.
That's true, but their running threat provided. Saw how the pockets that he had. Well, first of all, their offensive line playing the Big 12, but they ran the ball so well that he rarely got touched. It's a lot different than what he's facing
and
now.
And they should run the ball now, too. They should be able to run the ball with these running backs in this line. They should be able to run the football. You know what they got to do? They got to run more, and then the play action pass will mean some more to them.
Right?
That was just a horrible, horrible. Now, it was the Ravens, and guess what? The Texans are going to find out this week that the Ravens are really flipping good. Really, really.
You think
good.
They're going to get punished?
I mean, they're going
to
get.
Man, pummeled. We got to go to break, but I'm looking at the. I mean. Maybe not the play action, but it wasn't like the Browns didn't run the ball.
They did run the ball.
So maybe you just say Baker stinks.
Well,
at least for
here's
a game.
The deal. They ran the ball when they were down 20. And that was a criticism of Bill O'Brien the other night. Do you know how often he ran the ball last week down 31-7? I mean, when you're down, yeah, you can run the ball. Guess what happens? We don't give a rat's ass. Go ahead, run the ball. That's fine.
Well, it was 10-6, and then that second quarter, Baltimore blew it open. So
yeah, in the second quarter, and you know what Cleveland was still doing? Running the ball. You know what? You could, go ahead. Here you go.
Well, you want Baker back there?
Run the ball. That's fine.
Yeah, sure. Because they didn't want Baker to die.
And you know what? That's just a stat. That's all it is. It's a stat. Time to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. And Chastang at home is a real thing, people. I mean, we're still in the COVID-19 thing, and you don't want to shop there. That's fine. You can go to the dealership, and I'm telling you, I went there. A couple of weeks ago, and I brought lunch, and we sat around and had lunch, but everybody's wearing masks, everybody's social distancing, everything is sanitized on a daily, an hourly basis. There's somebody sanitizing all the time, so you can. But if you want to shop at home, here's the difference between Chastang Ford and all the other dealerships, is that you can buy everything online. And you go try to buy everything online. Go buy your vehicle online from the other dealerships. Nah. Not going to happen because they're going to want you to come in because they want to upsell you. And by the time it's said and done, you're putting $2,000 and $3,000 more on that car, and you're like, wait a minute, this is not the price that we agreed to. That's no way to start a relationship with a dealership. If you're looking for a dealership that you can trust, that you're going to like, that they'll deliver the car to you. You can test drive it at home. They'll bring it to you, and you can test drive it at home. This is happening every single day at Chastang Ford. Chastang at home. ChastangFord.com. ChastangFord.com. Easiest, most wonderful way to buy. And if you want to go there, it's on 610 at Homestead. Not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're buying that Ford car or truck, it's Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.